Why is it that cheesies, Samantha, are the only snack food that's meant to shame you?
Good Lord, how does it shame you?
It totally shames you. You eat some cheesies, you got orange fingerprints. Say you're at work doing work while you eat the cheesy. You got cheesy dust on your work.
You do.
Totally leaves a trail of shame.
Oh, by everything you touch.
Everything you touch. And the cheese on your fingers is too thick to just lick off. You can't lick it away. You can't lick it away. It's too much licking.
So you're just touching.
And make it and leaving your shame.
You're not grabbing like a tissue or a napkin.
Oh, well, probably not. Not really.
Well, that's because you're dirty, dirty. So
no, it's because I'm having a snack and I don't expect a snack for me to have to bring extra things to the snack party.
Right? Just looking snack for a snack party. I'm having a snack party. Can you tell I got cheesy fingers?
Right? I've been to a snack party. Look at my fingers.
Look at my fingers.
Right? Everybody else, they got potato chip fingers and you can't even tell, which means they just got fingers. They just got fingers.
Oh, sweet mother God.
Not a cheesy girl. Cheesy girl got shame on her hands. Potato chip lovers, they just got chips.
Oh my God. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Seems a little extreme, doesn't it, friends of the podcast? Hello, friends of the podcast.
Oh, I felt extreme. No.
Why?
Only well, I can do that.
No, right? There's no rules. This is the issue. This is my issue. You control the smiles. You are becoming very controlling.
I am not. Control. Whoa. Well, I am about certain things, but Lisa, I don't give a shit if you smile or not.
You cannot control or stifle my smiles.
I'm not trying to stifle you. Mm-hmm. I think you're annoying, but other than that,
you're a jerk,
and your smile reminds me of the real estate ads that I see on bus stop benches.
I would be good. Right? Would you buy a house from me?
No, I would not.
You didn't know me?
You're a shyster.
I'd be like,
You're a shyster.
You know what it is? It's because it's how I tilt my head.
You'd be don't worry about the stain.
Don't worry about
nothing.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's not flood damage.
All good. You know what happened? Okay, here's something funny. So I had a situation at work where I went from apparently colleague to retail store manager. In like 30 seconds of a conversation.
Wow.
The boss, she had purchased like a one of those fanny pack like purses.
Yes. For the Stanleys?
No. Just like the one like the HHG has.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Right?
All right.
She bought it, right? Super cool. I'll tell you the story about the Stanleys too. Super cool. Right. So she buys this fanny pack. She's been wearing it. She's been traveling with it. She's gotten some good use out of it, right?
Oh, okay. There you go.
She shows it to me. Kind of implying that maybe the zipper, there's a problem with the zipper. I guess I went from colleague and friend to retail manager, which is like, well, you know what? You've actually had it for a long time and it looks well traveled. And I looked at the inside. And I said, and the zipper looks just fine. I said, what it looks like is that the lining is stretched. But if you take the tip of an iron, just put it all back into place by ironing that, it'll be just fine.
You schooled her on her face.
I schooled my boss. It didn't even mean to school my boss. You don't school your boss.
Well, apparently you do.
And then my boss... Right, you know how we have like the fake Stanleys, right? And we got the... And now they have a purse.
Yes.
So she got hurt. Fake Stanley banged her in the head.
Oh my God.
She had a big bump, but
okay. Oh, that's right. She tried it on.
She tried it on, right? But in fairness to me, the retailer, she didn't make it longer. She tried to crawl into a small spot. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't crawl into a small space and expect that is not my fault.
No,
it is not my fault. So apparently, the retailer in me can still come out in a pinch. just went right back, right back.
Like, that's good. That's apparently, good.
Apparently, I don't take much accountability.
Is that what they got out of those conversations?
That's what I got out of it. Right? Because I'm like, not my fault. It's fine. Not my fault. Not my fault. Not my fault. It's fine. Not my fault.
Oh my God. Because I love that.
I wasn't prepared to help.
No.
Right.
Fend for yourselves, people.
Looks like it looks just fine. Not my fault. I'm empathetic. I can empathize to your problems.
You provided a lovely alternative or cure to the issue at hand with the fanny pack. Right. And then you did need to let your other person know that if you had simply elongated the strap, you yourself would have avoided the tonk in the head.
Whatever made you think you could crawl into a little space, that's not on me. That's on you. Bad decision. Funny thing is, these are conversations I'm having with my superiors.
Yes.
My boss and my boss boss.
Yes. Well, good thing they like you.
Well, it's a good thing that I hopefully keep them laughing and do a good job. I don't know.
Hard to say.
Let's go with that, right? But I'm not going to do it again. I'm going to try my best to just wait, right? Because you should do it often, right? Yeah, you gotta be careful. Right?
Roll it in.
You got it right. You can't just go away giving retail advice to everybody.
No,
right?
No,
can't do it, man. Can't do it, Samantha. Can't do it. Okay. You know what I'm noticing?
The fans are out.
No, they're out. They're out. But I got bigger fish to fry before I get to fans out.
Oh my God, there's bigger fish.
Yeah, there's people out there in the world with no manners.
Oh dear God.
There's no thank yous. There's no please. And you know what? I'm just kind of fed up with it because why can we not go back to manners?
Well, I think people are having a hard go.
With please and thank you?
I think that
being kind and considerate.
I think the last few years have been tough for people and they have forgotten that they should be kind in certain situations.
Because we wore a mask. Now we don't use our nice words. Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Not really, right?
No. Where have you encountered this, everywhere. Unsavory behavior?
I was in the mall on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
It seemed unsavory.
It did.
It seemed unsavory, right?
Were people bumping into you and not saying sorry?
No, it was just you could feel it. It's like it lingers.
What were you doing? No. Yeah. What were you doing?
What do you mean? What was I doing?
Were you irritating people again?
I wasn't doing anything. I was with Mike. Mm-hmm. We were minding our own business. I could feel it.
You know?
I could feel it in the air. Unmannerly.
Tall man, short woman. A lot of angst around those.
I could feel it. I could feel it, right? Nobody knows which way to walk. Nobody cares.
Well, I mean, if you're in the mall, one side is that way, one side is the other way. So
I find it unsettling. I don't care how you try to. I don't care how you try to, like make it seem okay. I find it unsettling. Why use my manners? Don't oh my God again. That's not mannerly. Don't oh my God me.
Well, because you're. I feel like this potentially might have been a you problem and not a them problem.
Really?
Yes.
I'm still saying please and thank you.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Always saying a please. Thank you. I just feel like we're in a world with no manners.
All right.
Like, did parents stop teaching that?
Was it little children that you were having problems with?
It's in general.
You don't like kids. So
I don't.
You already have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder when it comes
to them. A chip on my shoulder with you right now, actually. I am not really liking you either.
You know, that's so unfortunate for you.
It's not because I don't really care, right? It's just is how it is. Just a situation. I'm sure we'll work through it.
It's a snitch.
We always do, right? It's just a little bump in the road.
It's your bump, not mine.
Whatever. It's actually yours. You just don't know it.
Uh-huh.
So yours, actually. Okay, but yes. Guess what?
The fans are out. It went above 15. I'm going to need a fan. Where's my fan? Holly, Bolly, Jolly. Michael, Cisco, get my fan. I need a fan. It's hot.
Friends of the podcast.
Hot out there. It's hot. It's plus 15. I got a 15. It's 15 degrees. It's hot in here and I need a fan.
My name is Sam. I'm still in my boots and my big long black coat.
No, I went ankle free today.
Oh, finally. It's just been ankle weeks.
Ankle free.
It's just
in
been
my loafer.
It's just been weeks. Copycat shoe like mine.
I bought mine first.
You didn't. I was with you.
I bought mine first.
I pointed them out and said, that's
I
a
pointed
great
them
shoe.
Out. You no, decided you, you needed to. Yes,
no.
I did.
No, you didn't.
How are you forgetting this?
How are you
this
forgetting
whole
this?
Scenario.
Holy, here we go.
Stop talking.
Just stop it right now.
Stop talking.
Right? Right? Listen.
I can't with you.
You and I.
Just stick with your fans there.
It's fan season. And we bought a plant.
It's
we
like
bought a
barely
plant.
Plus something outside.
Listen, how about you shut your mouth today?
Like barely.
How about you? Don't judge me. That's unmannerly. Don't judge me on the temperature. If I'm hot and want a fan, I can have a fan. You know what's weird? You know what's weird? Weird was today at work when the lady I was working with asked me where you lived. Because she knows that we're friends. She knows we do a podcast. She's like, you guys have been friends for how long? Almost 25 years. Oh, yeah. And she said, what side of the city does Sam live on? Beats the hell out of me.
The east side, like Michelle.
I said, I couldn't tell you. I said, but I know that apparently it's not close to me.
It is not.
And then she said that she was going to a pitchfork. And I said, might be near there. Because I've heard her talk of a pitchfork.
Oh, you know what my she said? God. What?
She asked if you were a hoarder.
I'm not.
I said,
I have barely any furniture.
I said, not from the door that I can see behind her head. I said, and from 20 years ago when she used to live in a different place, she was not. She was very neat and tidy.
Yeah, I tend to be, yes.
But it's like the other people. That's what people think.
Uh-huh. Okay. I feel like you're pushing that agenda. And you know what? If you want to push that agenda, be my guest.
I defended
your,
you.
Their opinions of me have nothing to do with me.
I defended you and said she is not a hoarder.
Oh, thanks.
Right? She's fucking weird. But she's not a hoarder.
You're fucking weird, you loser. Oh my God.
But she's not a hoarder.
Oh my God. Okay.
Not
enough. Hey, listen. Enough.
Listen though. Listen to this. This is really, really exciting. We bought our first plant for the apartment.
Oh, awesome. When's it going to die?
Outside. Don't talk to me.
You don't even have a real cat. Okay. So how you're going to keep a plant alive is beyond me.
We just bought a plant.
Is it for indoor or outdoor?
Outdoors. It's a patio plant.
Oh, you got to keep up with the Joneses, hey?
Yeah, right. Hi. Because that's who we are. We're the second Joneses. If you're going to be like this for the next hour, just know that when you text good night tonight, I'm not going to respond. Because I'm not going to be wishing you a good night.
That's fine, Lisa.
Right? Just saying. Right.
Yeah.
You think that's fine today? You think it's fine today? Well, I heard you have some big news too.
Oh, my God. Yes. Fresh news from Sam. I know it's highly unlike me to even share anything. I bought finally a TV stand. Now,
right.
Let's just preface this with I got a good deal, and that's the only reason I bought it.
That's the only reason, right? Because she's cheap. She's cheap.
I'm so cheap. She's cheap. And that is so true. Because I've been cheap. Looking and looking and looking and saving and pictures and this and that. And finally, I went to the Bay. Thank God. I would just like to say, the Bay, thank you for bringing back Bay Days. I've missed them.
Right. I know. I think they've always been there, but since the HHG and I haven't been at the Bay, you haven't had much reason to go.
No, I haven't gotten a notification about Bay Days forever in a day.
They maybe just didn't care about you.
Maybe. Anyways.
In a million years.
Anyways. So I'm like, well, I'm going to go just going to check out Bay Days. So I check out the Bay Days and I'm like, let's just check out the furniture. Oh my God. I found a couple of really good things. And then I found one and then I found it in a better color. And I'm like, yes. And then for some reason I downloaded the Bay app. That was the Hudson Bay card. And I found out I had Bay points.
What'd you do?
which made me buy my TV stand. There you go.
And what day did you go to the Bay?
I did not go to the Bay. I ordered it online.
Oh, no, but I thought you said you were at the Bay and you found other things that you liked.
No, on the website.
Oh.
Yes, Lisa, I shopped on the website.
Okay, okay.
Yes, so I am getting a TV stand. Yes, the TV will no longer be a hostage in my home. It will eventually be put up, and I'm sure it will function.
Yeah, so. I wanted to sell that guy off. Not just sell it off. Big time.
No, I'm very excited to have a larger TV. I'm very excited to have a TV stand.
Well, I'm glad that you found something online that worked for you, because I ordered my cardigan, my summer cardigan from Amazon. Remember?
Did it show up?
Uh-huh.
Was it bad?
Uh-huh. It was horrible. It was horrible.
What?
First what? Off, I don't fit Amazon, apparently. But even if I did,
oh, yeah,
I did not want a crop top.
Oh.
Because, dear Amazon, what you don't know about me is that my middle section is the last place that needs to be cropped.
Oh my God. It didn't say that it was cropped in the...
No, it was like a tall lady. It looked like it went to where it should go.
Yes.
And the fabric was no stretch.
Oh.
You know how you put on that fabric that doesn't stretch and then you're big busted and it's got buttons and you do it up and you're just like, I don't know if this is how. So there's my summer sweaters dashed. Remember, I was going to buy five.
Thank God you only bought one.
I did. I took your advice, oddly enough.
One. Okay. So did you throw it away? Did you give it away? Oh, you sent it back. Okay.
We sent it back, right? So here's the weird thing with me, right? All these years, I've been thinking I'm built like Humpty Dumpty. I'd like to update that. And actually, this is courtesy of Mike Gibson, and I'm fine with that. When I saw the Great Canadian Goose standing, because I am the exact same size from the knee down, right? And then a bigger fluffy section in the middle.
Yep, you are.
I would like to be referred to, instead of Humpty Dumpty, I'd like to be referred to as a Canada Goose. Right? Skinny little legs.
My God.
Skinny little legs.
That's so sad.
Right? But that's fine. I got a plan. I know how to fix this. I know how to fix this, Samantha.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm starting a new summer diet and a new exercise regime.
Oh my God.
No, I am. Let me explain it before. Don't rule me out yet.
Oh, sorry. I'm squashing your spirit.
As usual. Just once. That's fine, right? Because guess what? I'm pretty, I'm beautiful, and I'm brave. Well, I can handle you squashing my spirit. Okay, this is what it's all about. Okay, so first off, do you want to know the diet part first or the exercise part first?
You know, go with whatever you feel you need to.
No. What one piques your interest the most?
I'm curious about the diet.
The diet? Okay, so it's all stuff I like.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Cucumbers and tomatoes and V8. Vegetables. Yum, yum, yum. It's going to be called the summer cleanse diet. Because I get what's going to happen.
And what exactly will be happening, Lisa?
I'll be cleansing.
You'll be relieving yourself of...
I will be loosening my stool.
Well, that's a decent amount of fiber you have going on,
right?
There.
I'm just going fiber. Nobody does just a fiber diet.
No. You know, and
no,
the thing is that you probably add some protein in there.
Right? I think years ago, accidentally, remember, I ate a lot of cabbage and it was roughage and I didn't know. But after you put the work in to eat said roughage,
yeah,
and you put the after work in to live through the roughage... I had lost a few pounds, oddly enough.
Yeah. I think you did a watermelon diet by mistake one summer as well.
It seems like all the summer things, there's a lot of roughage involved in summer, right? There's like, there's roughage is more associated with summer foods than it seems to be winter foods.
Yes, this is true.
Okay? But hang on, that's just part one.
Woo!
Part two is my exercise regime.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be walking.
Where?
Not where. Well, kind of where. It's a from where. Could you ask from where?
From where?
Mike picks me up. I'm going to get him to drop me off at the Little Caesars Pizza. It's 1 kilometer. I'm going to take my...
I'm never going to do that.
Yeah. I'm going to do it tomorrow. It's my first day.
Really? Yeah. I cannot wait.
Guess what? I have to get home.
You're so- I can guarantee you by the time you get to the three-way stop, you're going to be texting your husband, come get me. I've had enough.
I'm going to take my,
I'm going to take
my Skechers with me to work and put them on at the end of my day.
I'm going to put my Skechers on and I'm just going to walk.
So I'll get, and eventually the goal would be to get dropped off at the mall because that's 2 kilometers.
Woo!
Guess what? The whole thing is you got to do it because guess what? What's waiting for you at home? Home. That's the reward is home. Right? That's the reward.
Yes, that is the reward.
Well, I'm going to try. I think tomorrow's my first day. Tomorrow, Thursday, or Thursday. Or Monday
tomorrow,
or Tuesday.
Tomorrow, Thursday, maybe next week, Monday.
Right, or Monday, but whatever. No later than Monday. It's going to be like a 4-day.
You could do it over the weekend and test it.
Seems I'm not coming from work, so it doesn't seem like I have to.
Oh my God.
Doesn't seem like I have to come home.
I'm already at home. I don't need to leave home and then come back.
Seems
like a waste.
It's like a waste of a walk, right? I'm saving up my walks. I'm not wasting my walks. It's a waste of a walk.
Yes. Right? It's only good if you're going to home, right. not if not, you're already at home no. and then walk a block, or walk no. a kilometer and then come back and that's another kilometer. That's just
it's like a waste.
Waste.
Seems like I walked there to be why. Am I getting a pizza to go? Probably
for nothing.
Not.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be wasting my walks.
Okay.
Aren't you excited for me? It hit me the other night and I'm like, oh my God.
It's
forced exercise, right? Actually, you will exercise, Lisa, because you want to get home. You better get walking.
And this was your brilliant idea, was it?
Of course. So happy. I'm so excited about it.
Right? All right. Well, I'm sure we all wish you well.
Of course. I would hope so, Samantha. I would hope so.
Oh my God. Okay.
Good times.
Okay. So I don't know if you have been living under a rock, then you haven't heard that Taylor Swift has released her album.
And
the Tortured Poet.
Night.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So Tay Tay released it. Lots of TikToks about it, right?
I feel you can't call her Tay Tay with this one. She needs to go by Taylor. It's grown up.
Miss Grown Up. Grown Up. She is nailing apparently everyone to the wall. But then I heard, I just saw a TikTok where this girl was this girl was convinced the whole album was about the characters in Harry Potter. I'm like, are you insane?
Wow. It seems like a lot of work for her to have done.
Seems like a lot of work. And there's two albums, and apparently there's a rumor there might be a third album with this.
Oh.
Tortured Poet.
And there's a special poem in the inside by Stevie Nicks.
Oh, cool. Wow. Yeah. Who doesn't love Stevie Nicks, right?
Doesn't love Stevie Nicks, right?
But I was thinking, like, I love Taylor Swift. I have downloaded her album. I am listening to it. There are some really great songs. Again, got to get used to it.
Did you download it for free?
From Spotify.
You appreciate her work so much that you decide to not pay
for it? She gets a cut from Spotify.
I don't love that.
I might buy the record, but I don't have my record player out. So
I'm just saying, right? You should support
her. This is how I listen to my music. She should appreciate the fact that I am.
Really? I don't know if that's how Taylor Swift would see this.
Yes, I know. But she allows her music to be on Spotify. So this is her choice.
I guess.
Right?
Yeah. I guess.
Okay.
All right.
Because no one forced her to put her stuff on Spotify.
Apparently, Taylor, you're to blame for not making any more billions.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm going to take my dollar.
Right? Take your dollar back. My dollar's not going to you, Taylor.
Yeah.
My
hard-working
dollar.
I boo-hoo. But anyways, but my point is, because everyone can, I'm not diving into these songs and whatever. They could be about whatever. I don't really care. But I was curious. It made me think, like, the way we're talking about Taylor Swift, we did that with, like, Madonna in our day.
Did we?
Yeah. Like, we got excited about, but, like, there were big people in our sphere when we were young, right? So the phenomenon called Taylor Swift is not, that's not new.
No, but you're missing, you're missing the whole point of this. I had a lovely chat with a lady today. You're missing the whole point. This album is for us. It's for us. It's to get us loving Taylor Swift.
Is it for the old people?
Yeah, because it's not all bubblegum and kids.
But I wanted a little bubblegum. I want a little dance, Taylor.
You said you've been listening to it.
Well, I mean, it is a little depressing in sections.
And like, you know, and every song has a little bit of that in it.
I wanted there's some bubbly parts, though.
I have been listening to lots of TikToks. I have yet to find the bubble. I've yet to find the bubble. However, I'm interested. It's caught my attention.
Oh, okay.
She's caught my attention.
But you don't think that there was, during our generation, that there was an artist that we all kind of went, whoa?
Yeah, for sure. Like, do you remember when Anne Murray came out with
that? No, that's, nobody got excited about Anne Murray.
Oh, really?
No.
The world did, because if the world didn't get excited for Anne Murray, you know what else would never have been excitement for? Stop. There'd be no Shania. There'd be no Celine.
Stop right there.
I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, I think Madonna was probably our big.
Just remember, like, teenagers listening to Taylor Swift, young women listening to Taylor Swift in the 80s, early 90s. Like, maybe we had bands that we went,
it was more bands, right? It was
and
more
we wanted, and well, you know, single artists were really.
You know who probably did that was Duran Duran. Remember? Everybody started growing their hair like Duran Duran. And we wore those black hats.
But everyone started dressing like Madonna. That's why I'm saying Madonna is, you know, like she kind of, you know, generated that woohoo feeling.
A little bit. Okay. A little bit.
Just because you don't listen to Madonna doesn't mean the world wasn't listening to Madonna.
I know Madonna. You know what? If we have a first time listener, listen. If we have
Personally know Madonna? Like, what are you doing right now?
If we have a first time listener on this episode, they are thinking that you are horrible.
Oh my God. No, they're thinking that I am proving a point to squash you like a bug. Like a
bug, because we're competitive that way.
Whatever. Just because you don't see it my way doesn't mean it's wrong.
Doesn't mean it's right either.
Doesn't mean it's wrong.
I'm half agreeing with you. I'm half agreeing.
Whatever.
What I think is the bigger deal that people are barely talking about, and I don't understand why, is how hot Post Malone is with no shit on his face. I have watched that video a bajillion times.
It was startling.
He has stole my heart.
It was startling to see him without all of his face tattoos.
Stolen my heart.
Yeah, he did really well in that video.
Part of my heart belongs to Posty.
Okay. But he has a lovely voice. He's
beautiful.
It's well coordinated with her voice, like such good melodies.
This is what I'm gonna say, and you know what? It's probably not gonna be popular, but I'm gonna say it.
Oh my!
That is a direct Post Malone's beautiful face and how beautiful he looks is a direct link to my theory, which is thou shalt not tattoo up your fucking face. It's too much. It's too shocking. It's too much. Jelly Roll.
Yes, because Jelly Roll did that too.
People in jail do that.
And it's their way to express themves, Lisa. Yes, so
once you take the expression off, look at who's a pretty
boy.
But
they did it for a reason.
I know. But,
right? So but you can't take that away from them.
You need to when it's his beautiful face. He's beautiful. I get he has a beautiful heart too. I understand.
You got a little heart crush on this guy.
A big heart crush on this guy. Enough to probably watch that video all night before I go to bed, just like I used to do with Tracy Chapman, right? And right?
You're now officially have a new obsession
with Post Malone.
Thanks, Taylor Swift.
Thanks, Taylor Swift.
Oh my God.
And I get tattoos are a form of expression. I totally get that.
Yes.
I just never really thought that we needed to express on our face.
Yeah, but that's what people want to do.
Just me.
So.
Just me.
Well, good thing you don't have a face tattoo. That's good for you.
I have marionette lines. Maybe one day I'll get them faced. Maybe I'll get them permanently put in there.
Maybe.
You never know. Smith, I got a nice shake my head.
Yeah, all right.
I feel this is going to be a 3-hour podcast.
Good.
Right? Lucky people. Okay, here's my I shake my head. I'm shaking my head at the HHG.
Oh dear. Now what'd she do?
She's back from her vacation.
Oh, she made it back. Did she?
Made it back. She knows how excited we are to see her. But here's the thing with the HHG. You have to follow her plan. She literally has a post-vacation staycation.
Yes.
She is a, I'm not going anywhere this week. See you next week type of girl.
Yep.
And I shake my head at that. There's no reason why you can't go out this week and see your friend.
Yeah. Well, you know.
She's on staycation from her vacation. And she'll hook up again with us.
Well, you know, I'm curious to see her face because she said she got some stuff done.
I know, right?
I'm curious.
Maybe we won't even recognize her.
Could be. That'll be amazing. But that's, yes, let's shake our head.
Shake my head at the HHG.
Our dear friend, the HHG.
Right?
I love her. Her rules are always so fun. That's what I like about her.
Nope, not this week. Staying home. I'm like, for real?
Okay. She's probably tired from her vacation.
That's why she needs a staycation from her vacation.
Yeah, right? she's gotta chill.
She's gotta get back into, okay, and now I'm gonna see people again.
And now I'm in Saskatoon, and here we go.
In Saskatoon, and here we go. Uh-huh. Back out again. Here I go.
Yeah. Well, I got a nice shake my head too, because Lisa, this is all about you.
Oh.
I shake my head at you because last week when we went over dinner, we're sitting there and randomly you're like, oh, you got your watch fixed. Is that a new watch?
You had a broken watch.
Yeah. It's been fixed for 6 months. You dumb bitch. Like, I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, I got nothing. And I'm like, yeah, it's fixed 6 months ago. And you're like, the longest time. I have been wearing that watch for 6 months.
You got it fixed that long ago?
Yes. And you only noticed now.
Well, that is so unlike me.
Oh, yes. So unlike you.
That is so unlike me to not pick up on that.
Yes.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you got it fixed.
Yeah. I shake my head at you.
All right. I shake
details my head at are not your thing, man.
They're not my thing. They're not,
not your things. Okay, but you're going to hate this detail. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. You might hate it. I don't know. Airlines are getting rid of the recline seat option.
Oh, I don't hate that. I like that.
Oh, you do like that?
I'm not a recliner.
No, neither am I.
But what I hate is I hate the guy in front of me reclining. Because you know what? Just how about airlines, dear airlines, if you're going to keep the recline option, just get rid of the seat option and just have that person in front of you sit on my lap. Pretty much the same thing. It's pretty much the same.
Well, because if they recline and there's a TV on there, you can't see the TV anymore.
No, right, because now it's...
Right? And you can't use your tray.
I can't. I don't get to have a snack now.
No, because your tray can't come out either.
I would you like a coffee? I would love one, but apparently he's not going to let me have one because he needed to recline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Mark Consuelo says that the people who are... what do you call an airline person now? Are they a steward? What are they? I don't know. I don't want to be disrespectful, call them the wrong name.
Oh, I don't know. Yes.
They went through a name change, right?
I feel like they did as well. But the people who work on the plane.
the people who work on the plane. I feel Mark Consuelos has a good point. And he says, when they're all, you're in, fasten in and enjoy your flight. And on the count, after you take off, they should come on and say, on the count of five, everybody recline, and the whole plane reclines, and everybody's okay. It's just all it takes is one asshole to recline when nobody else does.
Yeah, because I don't need to recline; it's not necessary.
I've never thought that it reclines far.
No, it doesn't change much unless you're sitting in first class. So.
Right, which I don't think we're doing that yet.
No,
I don't think we're there. I don't think we're there.
First class, business class, whatever that looks like.
Right. Samantha, do you ever wonder why when you wake up, we stretch and yawn?
Well, probably to wake up, Lisa.
What part of waking up is that?
That is waking up your brain and waking up your body.
By stretching my arms?
Yeah. Do you want to try and get above your head?
That's all I want to do today. There's nothing there. There was like a cup there. I would go further. There's nothing up there.
There's nothing up there. Why reach?
I'm not wasting a stretch.
Oh my God. It's like, why waste your walk?
I'm not wasting exercise, Samantha.
Oh my God. So you don't get up, stretch, and yawn?
I don't think I do. I think I just get up.
I stretch in bed. I usually stretch in bed, and then if maybe I yawn.
You stretch for like 20 minutes till your coffee is percolated and made. You're like, and then you're like, your ankle, crick, crack, crick, crack.
Well, yeah. I have.
I know.
Do you have problems with that?
I got no problems, but.
Well, you sound like you do. I don't know why you would care if someone stretched and yawned. Like, not everybody's like you, Lisa.
Well, I think there's that. I think there's lots of people that are, and then lots of people that aren't. I think it's funny that your stretching and yawning is longer.
Why? Mine's longer.
Okay, if we're going to talk about you.
No, I'm sorry. I don't stretch for 20 minutes.
So I feel that you live in the stretch and yawn a little longer.
I don't. I might take me like 5 minutes to get out of bed because I don't really want to, but that's about it.
That. Although I think you've gotten better in time.
I have gotten better.
Right? I think you've gotten better. Right?
Yeah. Now I'm rising with the sun.
Oh. You got birds yet?
Oh, there's a few, and then there's a train horn, and I've roll over and say, fuck off, train.
Oh, see, I don't swear in the morning quite like you either. Right? I just greet each day with a good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, world. What do we have in store today?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Do you have like birds floating around your head? Do they bring you your clothes? Do they tie your clothes with a bow? Like is that what's happening in your world?
I just try and wake up cheery. Okay. Try and wake up on the right side of the bed.
I'm so cheery. Just ask me.
Cheery. Just ask me, right? Yeah. That's what I try to do.
All right, freakazoid.
To be cheery is not to be a freak.
I know. Okay.
I just don't need the big process. I don't need the big process. I get it. We got to get up. I got it.
I got it. I got this. Right? Nancy, I got this.
I got this. I
got this, Nancy.
Getting up now, Nancy. That's
awesome. Oh, my God. Okay, so I got some phrases that give other people control.
Oh, I don't like that.
I'll be the judge of that. Or it's not that far.
Okay, so it's not that far. I don't feel that it gives other people. No, it does. Loaded. It does give people control. Because guess what? My it's not that far and your it's not that far could be really, really, could be a big amount of difference in between how far it really is.
1 kilometer to 2 kilometers. It's not seems, that far.
Seems that far. Actually seems that far, right?
When you say it's not that far, how not that far is it?
In my world, it's not that far means to where my car is parked. That's not that far. Anything else is far,
right? Yep. Anything else.
Like not that far is to the bathroom in my home. Not that far. Okay.
Not that far.
Right.
But not that far is like a solid 10 minutes. Then
that might be
anything
too far.
After 10 minutes is too far.
It depends on what not that far entails. That solid 10 minutes of a straight not that far. Okay. What about if it's a hilly not that far? It's too far. It's too far. Right. Okay. It's hills. It's too far. Right?
It's too far. What if it's raining far. Or snowing or sleeting? Like any precipitation.
It's too far.
It's too far.
If I have to be cold, other than the fact that Mother Nature says you're going to be a little bit cold because it's cold, uh-huh. If I have to endure any more pain and suffering, may have been too far. Might have been too far.
For right? sure. Oh my God.
And that's a loaded statement because you don't know what my too far is.
That's true. But I'll be the judge of that.
That's negative. Just how you said it sounds negative.
I'll be the judge of
you know
that.
Who will be the judge of that? The judge will be the judge of that. Yes. The judge is the judge of that. Not us. We're not the judge of nothing. What do we get to judge? We're not judging anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Someone who wears their judgment pants on a really solid day, like every day.
Sorry, somebody who has 3 pairs in their closet. That's you. I have one.
I'll be
pair,
the judge of that. Have three. I'll be the judge of that.
I think it's weird that nobody knows where you live. I'll be the judge of that. It's weird, right? Where does she live? Not that far. It feels like it might be that far. Not that far would be. Yeah, Fancy Nancy's not that far.
No, Fancy Nancy's not that far.
Sam's that far.
I am that far.
Remember when I moved and I said to you, do you live in this neighborhood? And you're like, no, why? Just checking because I'm moving in.
I would have made sure you moved somewhere else.
Right? But Fancy Nancy, she lives here.
That's so yeah. Funny.
It's so close. Okay. So here's something kind of along the same lines of getting older. Uh-huh. Right? What are the signs, Samantha, that tell us that we're settling into our older age? Like, for example, me, I just realized this tonight. Uh-huh. I enjoy a cup of coffee after supper.
Oh, my God.
Right? After supper, I like to have a cup of coffee.
Are you 100? Are you my 80, almost 80-year-old father?
Made me think that I might be settling into my older age.
Dad always has a cup of coffee after supper.
I do, too, now. I enjoy it. Or a cup of tea before bed.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
You drink caffeine before going to bed?
I don't drink enough caffeine for it to bother me. Or so I don't think, but maybe it does. I could
but
be
you're
wrong.
Not, okay, like, let's be realistic. You don't drink the whole cup anyways.
The tea or coffee I do, if it's like in my mug.
No.
Yes, my mug.
You do not. Don't lie. Don't lie.
At home, I do. If it's in my blue mug, I'll drink it all. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. If it's at a Tim Hortons cup, no, I won't. No, if it's at a restaurant, no, I won't.
No, you will not. You will let it get cold 3 times, ask for it to be replaced every time. And like the waitress now is officially like, if you don't give me a really big tip for this, yeah, don't come back.
Because nothing's worse at the breakfast restaurant than putting hot coffee onto cold coffee. That's disgusting.
This is true.
Right? That's like mixing bad foods.
You just don't drink it fast enough. That's the problem.
I know, right? That's the thing, right? Because I'm chatting with you. I'm a chatter.
Yes, you're a chatter.
I'm a chatter. What do you do that makes you think you're settling?
Drink coffee after supper. Oh my God.
Totally love it.
You know what? Honestly, going to bed early is like
you in the last
old
year,
people were not wrong. Old people were not wrong about going to bed early.
You in the last year have totally taken your 10 o'clock bedtime down to a solid 9:30. Right? I get that you're maybe like doing TikTok and Instagram in bed, but you have shut out. You shut the world off at 9:30, right? Headed to bed. Yeah. Chat with you later. This is sometimes our whole thing, friends of the podcast. Heading to bed. Chat with you later. Good night. And when we end it like that, it just means there's no other conversation today. We're done.
No, we're done.
We're done, right?
Sometimes I'm over chatting.
Sometimes we might leave it open, right? Heading to bed soon. Oh, uh-huh. means there might still be a conversation to have. But if it's heading to bed, chat with you tomorrow.
Yeah. Good night.
Done.
Tapping out.
Had enough of you.
Yeah. So that's probably what I do. I don't drink coffee before I go to bed. My sister and her husband do. And I never understand. But this is odd. Because when I am around those two, for some reason, I have a coffee before I go to bed. I never do that.
But it's lovely.
Never do that.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
I don't know why.
I don't mind it.
It's very weird.
You know what else is weird?
Other than you.
You kind of poked fun at something that I didn't notice. I got something that you didn't notice. Friends of the podcast. I'm going to tell you right now, she's going to come up with a million excuses why it's not what I think it is. But I saw it plain as day. Samantha has a new wrinkle.
No, I don't. I just have a little line thing happening.
It's a new wrinkle.
It's not a wrinkle. It's a shadow.
It's not a shadow.
It's not a wrinkle. It's a shadow.
I see it right now.
Not a wrinkle. It's a shadow.
It's not a shadow. A shadow goes away.
I have a good face, so I'm not worried.
It's the start.
That's not nice. That's not nice. Marionette line, lady.
Because that's nice. Because that's nice.
Tit for tat, little old lady.
Listen, you called me marionette way before I made fun of your wrinkle. I just
whatever. At least at some point, the face is going to gather some wrinkles, and there's only so much lotion in the world. Unless I decide to like take my face and lift it. I don't, I kind of doubt it's going to.
Where would you work on if you were going to? Where would you work?
I'd probably get my double chin taken care of.
Yeah, I think I would too. I think I would want my face to go back to where my face is supposed to be.
Yeah, I'd want my jawline back. That would be nice.
Yeah, like when you turn your head sideways and you see your face over there. Right? There it is. That's where it once was.
Yeah.
And then we have additional face below.
Yeah.
I'll keep my Marianne that line. And I will up it and see my additional face underneath my chin for 200.
Yes. Right. I agree. But yes, fine, Lisa. Point out my wrinkles. Do whatever you need to do.
It caught me off guard.
Uh-huh. All right.
I hadn't seen it.
All right.
Right. I'm just getting used to it. It's a new face. It's a new you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Just like the watch. Took you 6 months.
Well, this has been in the making. So it apparently now has just come to fruition.
Whatever.
It's now just noticeable.
All right. Okay.
All right. I'm just saying. Uh-huh.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. Pointing it out. Now, this is just an excuse for people to watch the YouTube because they can come look at Sam's.
Just show where it is. It's just right there. I can't
stop
do it. Right there. That's where
just
it is on her.
It. Just right, not stop on me, it.
Just on her.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I'm not being a bad friend.
Yes, you are.
Well, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Okay. We need to move along.
We do.
We're moving along. I will say this. For the time frame that I am usually on TikTok, it gives like it can never give again. Like, I just wonder, totally how do you keep giving me all these fun things?
It's so much fun.
So much fun. Useful and funny one-liners. This, I have to share this. Okay. It's from this woman. She's hilarious. And she said, Elsa, that shit and let it go. Oh my God. Yes.
Let it go.
Elsa, that shit. And let it go.
Right?
Classic.
That is
classic.
A good one. That's a good one. I think the funny thing is with like the TikTok and all of that is that it just shows that there's so many like funny people out there in the world.
There's also
a lot of really sad and weird and creepy ones too.
Well, there's that, but usually I'm coming across the funny ones.
Some really funny ones, right? There's this one that I love right now. She's not a one-liner or anything like that. She's got a poodle. And every time she plays music and picks the poodle up, have you seen it?
No.
The poodle's paws do this.
Aww.
So it's like a dancing dog.
Aww.
And if the dog's on the ground, he goes on his little feet and he moves his paws to the music. That's where I live. That and Post Malone space. Right? And in a fortnight.
Hey, don't ruin the song for people.
I'm not trying to ruin it.
But yeah, you are.
That's the tune.
Is it? Are we sure?
Yeah, I feel so that we are. Yeah.
Okay. So I also got another one though. I have to share this one too, because I feel like I should share. Okay. And it was a weird cartoon thing. Some days you got to wake up and say, I got a fat ass and a good heart and that's got to count for something. And
I'm like, that's good.
Yes. Like if you were going to jump out of bed and say something, right. That is what you should say.
That's what you got to say. Exactly.
Some days you got to wake up and say, I got a fat ass and a good heart. And got to count for something.
Got to count for something. Absolutely.
You know, when I saw that and I'm like, I agree.
Points, right? Good point.
Points. Good points.
Good point. At the grocery store on Saturday. Oh, I'd been doing so good.
You know, you just, no, I think I had you been need doing... like a 12-step program for this.
Well, I've relapsed. Totally relapsed because I had been good. I'd been avoiding the bread for like a month, not going near the bread, hands in my pocket, not going near the bread, right? Mm-hmm. Holding onto the cart, hands not accessible to bread. All that hard work. I get it, people.
You squeezed.
I squeezed. And I loved every minute of it.
Brought a little joy to your heart, did it?
Oh, I love squeezing buns.
That sounds horrible. She's talking about the bread section, people.
Talking about the bread buns. I love squeezing buns.
Oh my God. You're so weird. Like, where did that come from?
I don't know. Because probably when I was a kid, I was probably told I couldn't touch bread. And as an adult, I'm like, oh, I bet you I can now.
Right? Nobody will stop you. Yeah, nobody will stop me.
Right? Nope. Security made at some point.
This is true.
I can't help myself. I just need to squeeze the bread.
Oh, you're
like
so
tray
funny.
Buns.
Oh, tray buns are the best. They're so gushy.
They have the right. They have the best squeeze.
Yes, they got okay. good squeeze.
Your whole like you just got light in your face. Smile. That's a good squeeze. Right?
It's a good squeeze.
Good squeeze, friends of the podcast. Tray buns. Good squeeze. Yeah.
I wonder if there's someone else out there in the world of our friends of the podcast that also enjoys squeezing the bread.
I don't know. Friends of the podcast? Anybody else like to squeeze bread oddly like I do?
Does anyone else have a quirk when they go to the grocery store like Lisa? I'd love to hear about it. That would be great.
The joy squeezing bread puts in my heart. Pretty sure we have been headed to the lake and been in many a grocery store where the bread was not good to squeeze. And it's like, not here. This is not where we'll be buying our bread.
You're so picky.
Or squeezy.
This is true.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need to talk about Facebook Tuesday. And you know what? I'm not even upset.
You are executed.
I am fully okay with my choices of happiness foods. And I understand that not everybody loves a good dynamite.
Nobody likes better sushi out there. And people were
the dynamite roll, it's tempura shrimp and avocado and mango and some cucumbers in the rice with the seaweed wrap. It's delightful.
That's delightful. Not according to the friends of the podcast.
You know what? Doesn't matter because it's my happiness food. So there you go. Weird. And yes, everybody, you dissed it. So what else?
People were not loving your food.
No. And then Luke, Lisa, can you stop bullying him?
I'm not trying to bully him.
Yeah.
How am I bullying him?
Because you told him that you wouldn't pick donut. Right. And he's like, the leader has spoken. No, she hasn't, Luke. Grow a pair, dude. That's what I need you to do. That's what's working here.
Right. Sorry, I'm protective of the donuts.
And then there are people who kick poutine because they'd never had it before. And I'm like, hey, you know what? It's fries and gravy and cheese curds. Yeah, you like it, you don't like it.
Sometimes
not the end of the world.
I think it's probably a weird thing if people aren't sure about it.
But I kind of took a little bit like, how can you not like a burrito?
I don't like a burrito.
I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Because it's too much burrito.
But it's goodness in a tortilla.
It's so big and fat and too much burrito.
No, because now I found the burrito TikTok. And that's what I see.
Oh my God.
It's people eating burritos. And I'm like, damn it. I didn't need a burrito fix right now.
Right?
Because then it just makes me want to eat a burrito. And I'm like, oh, I have to stop watching burrito TikTok.
I will say for the record, though, I've never had a burrito, but I know I don't like them.
I hate when you do that. I hate when you say you don't like something and you've never tried it.
And I feel really strongly about how much I know I don't like it. Whoever said, what about a soft taco? Hey, here.
No, soft taco is not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
It's too much burrito.
You can't fit enough shit in that.
It's too much burrito.
No, burritos are the best. Bigger, the better. But somebody kicked your hot dog.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen.
And so many people picked donuts. And I'm like, yeah, take it. Stick it to her.
I felt ganged up on a few times, too. Not as much as you this week. A little bit. Not as much as you. Hi. Okay. Do you remember when people hated Elf?
And the blue pop. Was it the blue freezy?
Wow. You bunch of monsters. Who'd hate fucking blue freezies?
I don't know, because it makes
apparently
your tongue blue.
Apparently everybody that likes the podcast, I shake my head at least. Right?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. No, but thanks, guys, for playing along. You know how we get a kick out of it every
Tuesday.
We just have fun. But you know, if you want to hang out with us more than just on Facebook, we do have Facebook, but we also have Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All you have to do is search I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are.
Boom, there we are.
And we are also on YouTube. Just again, search I Shake My Head. We have full recordings of our episodes up for you to watch and listen to. That would be great. Join us.
Who doesn't want to watch this?
Lisa Wiper knows.
Very drippy. Very drippy by nature.
Yeah. And you know what? It'd be great if you could subscribe or get other people to subscribe with you right. to our YouTube channel. That would be fantastic. We do have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we are with She Podcast Network. So it's shepodcast.com/ishakemyhead. And you can listen there or really, guys, listen, subscribe, download on any podcast app that's out there.
Anywhere.
Right.
Absolutely. We have a special mention.
Oh, we do have a special mention to Paul Bell Barnett Berry. That's her whole name.
That's what it says.
Holy smokes, man.
We just call her Paula because she's a friend of the podcast.
Yeah. For being the only person to our respond to our mantra challenge. Only yes, I saw that.
Person. Only person.
The only person.
Right. And may I say, not one person sent us a message to say how they were doing this week.
No.
Right? We've had some great rekindling with friends from the past.
Yes, it's been lovely.
Right? We've been it's been awesome, right?
Yes.
And that's great. But only one person did the mantra challenge.
So, you know.
Right? Guys. She rocks right now. She rocks. Okay, I gotta shake my head. Shaking okay. it. I just saw it 2 days ago. I'm like, oh my God, it's back. Look what's back again. Scooters. Uh-huh. Scooters are back.
Oh, yes. The orange scooters with the icky helmets that you think you orange, should wear, but you shouldn't.
But the orange scooters are back and just being dropped off everywhere again. Hey?
Everywhere.
I shake my head at that scooter. I heard that it costs something like 37 cents per minute. Does that make sense?
I don't know. That sounds like a lot.
I think it is a lot.
That's a lot.
I think it's a lot, right? I think it's a lot.
Are you getting very far in that scooter?
Is this scooter in other town? Like, is this in other places?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, jeez.
You can rent bikes in certain cities too.
But you have to take the bike back at some point. You don't just drop it off in the middle of the street.
Well, you have to put the bike back in like a rental.
Right.
But you can take it from one point to the city to the next.
Which is fine, right? The scooter, I believe, you can just dump it wherever you feel.
They apparently can find it wherever it might be.
Well, they're not very good at that. Last summer, it took them a long time to find lots of the ones that were like in front of people's houses.
Could you imagine that being your job? Like, how horrible is that?
They need to find a couple more people for it. Because there's lots of scooters and the scooters were not getting returned very quick. Right? So I shake my head at scooters.
What's your job for the summer? Retrieving scooters.
Finding the fucking scooters. They said in Regina, people were throwing scooters in the lake.
Oh!
Nice, eh? That's what we... And you wonder why I think there's no manners in the world.
Oh my... Don't do that. There's fish and like...
Well, an expensive instrument, the scooter.
Yes! Don't do that.
Oh, jeez.
People.
You know?
Well, I have an I shake my head that's along the lines of like something that you drive on the street.
Okay.
And no one should be shocked at this. You really, really shouldn't.
I know where this is going.
People, the bikes are back and I'm not happy. Because again, are you a car or are you are you using the street or are you using the sidewalk? Because the gentleman this morning decided that he was going to use the sidewalk and come across and act like a pedestrian. And it's like, you're on a bike. You were just on the road.
Yeah.
Are you a bike or are you like...
Because you're not a pedestrian.
You're act like a car or don't act like a car. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Just pick one. Pick one and be it.
And then there was this other guy who was riding his bike and it was a busy street and he was slowing traffic down. You are not fast enough for this road. Can you not use a side street?
Exactly. You shouldn't be on the main roads.
No. If you can't go 60, you shouldn't be there.
And I don't know how many bicycle guys and girls can go 60.
No, not many, unless you're on an electric bike, maybe.
Maybe, but then I guess you're a car.
You're a car.
I don't know.
Sorry. I get very heated about this because I feel like people do not understand the rules of the road when it comes to bikes.
I think part of your heatedness is, I think, too, because you know that deep down you struggle with being a good driver.
I am a good driver. I don't hit things most of the time.
Right. And you drive a little fast, right? So I feel what does your mom say about that?
Stop it.
Sammy's got a lead foot.
Sammy had a lead foot when she was younger. She's a little older now.
Really? And you're that much older from last summer when we went to Meadow Lake with you and your lead foot came along with us. Right. I just want a clarification to see, did you leave your lead foot behind that trip or did you bring it along for the ride? Just check.
I was bored. You were bored. Everybody was bored.
Hey, don't blame me. I wasn't driving. I can be bored.
And then you got weird when the cops stopped us.
And got you out of a ticket.
Stop talking.
Got you out of a ticket. My talking got you
out of a ticket. Actually, I just feel like he left us because there was bigger fish up the road.
There probably was a murder or something up the road, right?
Who knows? Who knows?
Samantha, I've got a list here, and it's a list of Gen X things that apparently millennials won't know.
Oh, well, that's probably more than a couple.
There's just four. I just picked my four favorites.
Oh, okay.
Remember the pull tab from a can of pop?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like the sharp one, like it could cut you.
It hurt you.
It hurts you. It could make you bleed, right?
Because you pulled it right off.
I don't think millennials would know about that.
No, they wouldn't.
Right? What about the floor button that controlled the car lights?
Oh my God, that's a really old car.
Right? No, but I had a car that had that.
Did I? No. Well, my Acadian might have had that.
Probably did. Uh-huh. My Chevette had it.
Yeah.
Right.
Did. That is so. That's old.
I mean, those cars are probably like 82. That's 50 some odd years ago. Probably. Oh
God, don't say
maybe
that.
Not, but like 40 years or 30 years. I don't know. What about this one? You remember the old ViewMaster toy?
Mm-hmm.
I bet millennials wouldn't know what the picture slides were all about.
Oh no, because they would never have had to use that because they got a phone.
And it was just a toy. It was just scenery. And you
plucked. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, and you were so excited, right? Here's this one. I remember working in retail with this. I'm sure you do too.
Uh-huh.
The machine that processed the credit cards. Right? And you had to lean into it and use your muscle.
Because you had to make sure it got imprinted.
Three copies.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are just a few things that I don't think millennials would know.
No, and they wouldn't. Why would you have to endure that now? You wouldn't. Right? Everything is automated.
I am almost a millennial again. I've kind of started to teeter again.
No, you're not.
Listen, let me tell you
why. No, you're not.
Because on my phone, everything is my face recognition. I'm not using passwords.
Yeah, because you can't remember that.
I don't remember. No, but I always remember my face. I don't remember passwords. I don't know my passwords. I just use a face.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Thank God you still have your face, Lisa.
Thank God I still have my face. Remember a while back when we lied down and my face wasn't recognizable?
Right.
Because all my extra face was taking up too much space in the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's funny. But speaking of the millennials, apparently there is a millennial who wrote a love letter to Gen X.
Oh, I never heard about this.
Yes. I caught it on my TikTok and I'm like, it was Slim Sherry. We know who Slim Sherry is, right? That creator. Yeah. So she duetted with it.
Oh, okay.
And this girl, it was quite a long love letter to the millennial or to the Gen X people from the millennial, because it was about how, you know, hey, we get it. You walked home from school and you got into an empty house and you made supper and you did all this stuff and just this whole thing. And I'm like, I got a bit of a tear in my eye. And I'm like,
well,
you're right.
Check it out.
We were the lost generation. We kind of did shit on our own because our parents had to work, right?
Yeah. Totally. Nobody was home.
No, nobody was home. Were like the latchkey kids, but it was just... it was heartbreak. It was kind of heartfelt, but I thought at point parts of it were like, okay, did we do that? I don't know. It was nice. I think that this millennial felt that the Gen X, we got the rough end of the deal. And I'm like, they wanted to know that we weren't lost anymore, that we are welcomed into the other generations.
Awesome.
We're good.
We're good. We don't need to be welcome. We're okay.
Yeah, it was kind of funny though. But if you guys can find it, because it's funny.
I'll check it out. Check out Slim Sherry. It'll be on probably one of her posts.
It'll be on one of her posts.
And she's pretty awesome. She's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, she is funny.
Okay, so watching TV,
uh-huh.
watching the commercials. Here's my question: How is it that a Domino's pizza can look so delicious on the commercial, but you know it's not going to deliver on that taste?
It's the sauce.
Is it the sauce?
Yeah, it's the sauce.
It's a good sauce or a bad sauce?
No, it's a bad sauce.
It's a bad sauce, so it kills it.
It does.
Right? Because it does not deliver.
No.
I mean, it looks good.
But does Little Caesars really pull it
not
off?
Not at all. Nope. No. It's a sauce. And Pizza Hut, it's the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Who does the pizzas?
Who does good pizza anymore?
Who does good pizzas?
It's hard to know.
You know what? I like a sweeter sauce.
Yeah. You
right?
do.
I like a sweeter sauce, right?
Yeah. I don't mind a sweet sauce for pizza. But we're not pizza compatible.
So it doesn't matter. Go much further into this conversation.
All of a sudden we're like, rah.
Right? Then we're back to fighting. And we're back to fighting.
But I agree.
I'm just saying, it looks so delicious. Like every time that I see it, I'm like, oh, I want that. But
and then it's not.
You know, it's not going to be good.
Disappointing.
Yeah, it's going to be disappointing.
Disappointing. Hey, did you know that there was an article out there that listed the funniest songs?
The funniest songs?
Yeah. No, that listed funny songs by Shaggy. Wasn't me.
So the titles are funny?
Apparently. Okay. Funny titles. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Bad Touch. Bloodhound Gang.
Hi. That's my wedding song.
Bloodhound Gang is your wedding song?
We were untraditional. Mike and Lisa were. You and me baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Get horny now. Totally.
It's the so look sad.
On my mother's face.
Yes.
Because right, our whole thing about our wedding was that we didn't want it to be traditional.
Yeah.
We're going to be lovey-dovey. That's between us.
Yep.
A whole bit. And we did that. If my mother could have grounded me, I think she would have. And my kid sister's like, whoa. Aunt Mabel's in the house.
Oh, my God.
That's a great song. That's a great song.
Okay, and apparently Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out? Who doesn't know that?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, that's a good one.
And the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian. Oh, that's a weird song.
It was a weird song, but the music was so catchy, though. Not the words, because they are a band that sings too many words in a sentence.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Right? It's like, right? You can't get it all out. But all the moves and stuff.
It was good.
It's kind of cool.
And then, of course, the classic that all people should know by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You love
Baby
this
got
one.
Back.
Right? Baby got back. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
It's a right? good song. It's a good it's a song. It's catchy. It's catchy.
It's a lot of fun. That's what it is.
What it reminds me of is Charlie's Angels.
Oh.
The first one. And it's like, Cameron Diaz's character that dances to it.
Oh, okay. It's a good song. It's a good song. That good song. And you remember like Salt and Pepper, but push it real good. Okay, we're already dancing like we're in the 80s, hey? You'd have to go onto YouTube to see that, but totally are dancing like we're in the 80s. All right, Samantha. I got a message for Starbucks.
Uh-oh.
Near and dear to my heart, Starbucks is, right? I feel like I got to write them a letter. I'm going to start it off a little something like this. Dear Starbucks, you said the lavender drinks would be sweet, but they tasted like soap. And now you're doing spicy lemonade type drinks with chili oil. Why? Oh, why?
With chili oil?
It's a spicy lemonade.
Oh, I'm never drinking that. Hey?
It would kill your tummy.
Yeah, but I don't like lemonade, so.
No, but your tummy's so sensitive.
And it's sensitive.
So it wouldn't like the lemonade, and then it wouldn't like the chili.
All right, then you drink it.
I don't want that drink in my life because I don't understand why lemonade that is wonderful has to have a heat to it.
A heat.
They have the picture of it, and it's like it's got flames. I don't want on fire lemonade. I want, oh, that was refreshing. Not, oh my God, I'm about to die.
Why can't lemonade just remain refreshing?
Why do we have to change lemonade? It's bad enough we made it pink, which is funny because I've never seen a pink lemon before.
No.
Where do they even get pink lemons from?
I believe it's food coloring.
Really?
Probably.
I don't know. I've never even thought
there's
about it.
There's no pink lemons.
But yet there's pink lemonade and it's pink color.
Because then it would be a grapefruit.
But it wouldn't taste like a grapefruit. Grapefruit's more orangey.
Yeah.
Than pinky. Yeah. But well, not really because it's pink grapefruit. I don't know. It's just a thought. Anybody out there know where does the pink lemonade come from? But
that would be great.
Why take something delicious like a lemonade and fuck with it?
Well, and add chili oil. That just seems too extra. That seems too extra.
It's too extra. We're getting a little carried away now, dear Starbucks.
Right. Dear Starbucks, why'd you even do lavender? Like, who does that?
Right. I mean, don't get me wrong. The pictures looked really pretty.
Yes. Yeah. Lovely.
Like lovely. The artwork was great. But yet, if I want to buy it, I'm just questioning it. That's this. I'm looking at the pictures of the lavender and I'm like, you know what? It doesn't look delicious. It looks beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It looks like something I'd hang on my wall, not something I'd put in my belly.
In my belly.
Right? Don't get in my belly.
Oh, dear Starbucks, you've screwed her up again.
Right? Even they people take good things. There's a phrase, if it ain't broke, don't mess with it.
Don't fix it.
Right. I just added that last part, I think, myself. If it ain't broke, don't mess with it. I like that better. That's more modern.
All right, Lisa.
All right, Samantha.
All right. So do you know the difference between a box saying frozen dessert versus frozen dairy?
Yeah, dessert? One is good and one is not. Maybe. I don't know. No, I don't. Like, I don't really know.
I think frozen dessert and frozen dairy dessert, one doesn't probably melt. Because it's got so much chemical in it, it's never going to melt.
Really?
It's like the McCain cake with the frosting on top.
Listen, like, Gibson's
that just shit's never going to melt.
Gibson's just finished a marble McCain cake this week.
Of course you
loved
did.
Loved every second of it. I actually said to Mike, I wonder how they make that icing.
It's full of chemicals. That's how they make that icing.
It's an oil. It's a chocolate oil somehow. So good.
It's so good.
I love a McCain's cake.
I know. Right? Yes. You forced me to buy one when we've gone up to the lake and you don't eat it. You eat a piece.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, it just doesn't mean I don't love it.
It's wasteful.
Have you met me? Have you met me? Mm-hmm. Have you met me? Right.
I have.
Who leaves one bite of all food? This girl. Right. Because I'm totally bored of it. I'm bored.
By the time she gets to that bite, she's done.
Bored. I've had enough of eating for this.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. So, okay. So ice cream would be dairy.
I would imagine.
Or some. But then there's ice milk products.
Yeah. But frozen dessert just makes me think there is so much chemical in that.
Yeah.
It's never going to melt.
I guess we got to start watching for shit like that, hey?
Well, you know.
What if it's a drumstick? What if the delicious drumstick is a frozen?
That's ice cream, dingbat.
I don't know.
It's ice cream.
It tastes like ice cream.
It would be frozen dairy.
Okay, so what do you think would be a frozen dessert? Just like the cake?
Like a cake.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why are you analyzing it?
Because you know what? I'm afraid you're going to say that we have to give up McCain's cake. And I don't want to live in a world without McCain's cake.
I'm not asking you to do anything. I'm just not buying it for the lake.
That's fine. That's fine. Fine. Fuck you. We don't need it then. But you're not giving up my O'Carmels.
No, you can still bring those. They'll melt because they'll be so hot in that cabin.
They do. But okay. But here's the other thing. Did your mom or grandma ever have Pepperidge Farm layer cake?
No.
They never had one of those in the freezer case company stop by?
No.
Oh.
I don't know if you know my people, but they bake.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do. It's been a while, so I almost forgot that they bake. Hint, hint, hint.
Hint, hint, Sheila.
Hint, hint, hint. Apparently, cinnamon buns live in your freezer.
Apparently.
Just saying.
I'm lucky enough to have gotten some.
Oh, so lucky. I guess
she made angel food cake on the weekend. So
no, I could live without that.
Oh.
I don't need angel food cake.
Oh. Is it a waste?
It's not a waste, it's a texture.
It's a sponge cake. It's a sponge cake.
I don't like sponge. I don't like to bite in it, but bounce back up. I don't like a bounce back up feeling in my mouth.
Back up.
Right. Something goes in my mouth that needs to not bounce back up. Right. It seems awkward and odd.
Thanks for sharing that.
Just sharing. Just telling you why I don't like sponge cake. Right? I don't like things that expand in there.
Oh, no, you don't. Do you, Lisa?
No expansion.
Okay, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast and, you know, putting up with us in general.
In general, right? Thanks, John Domingo. Samantha, the name escapes me. Who is the young lady on our TikTok that left us for over a year so she could come back and binge us?
Oh my God, I don't remember.
What was her name?
Was her name?
Oh, hang on. I'm going to look it up right here. We're going to do this.
Lisa's right? looking up stuff I'm on TikTok that we should have prepared for.
We should have, but podcast. I just thought about it right now. And I didn't want to say it and get it wrong, right?
Okay. Because she left us for a bit. She had binged us for quite some time and then had to wait because she had gotten up to us. And that was in 2023, I think.
She was gone for a while. Hey?
Yeah, she was gone, but she's back.
She's back. I'm so excited.
Listening to us.
Carrie. Right?
Carrie, welcome back. Hopefully you'll eventually hear this episode.
Right? Yeah, we won't. We will have not offended her this week because she's not in this week. She's in 2023.
Yes.
So we're okay. Woo! So just make a note, right? We'll have to apologize in 2025 to Carrie about this. And you know what? I know everybody's interested in following along with bated breath for the updates. Just so everybody knows, Team I Shake My Head won all three of their weeks
for baseball,
Major League Baseball, ESPN Fantasy Pool. And what did I message you about, Samantha, about it? What did I say?
You finally figured it out.
I said, I think I'm figuring it out. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, God.
Look out, people. Here I come.
You're like officially obsessed.
Starting to be.
Too bad you're not making money off of it, Lisa. Well,
can I just do 1 year for free? And then I'll and then I'll take my show on the road.
Right? All right.
All right, Samantha. Anything else you want to add?
That's all for me.
That is all for me too, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.